I just think it's, you know, you want to be upfront, I think, with regards to how you're feeling, and this is going to be your last year. I think a club, Warwickshire, they're always, you know, looking at what's coming around the corner, looking to the future, and just to let them know that that's my decision. So it's not sprung upon them at the end of the season, and they can, you know, the club can start planning if they want to, and making my intentions clear, really.
I mean, a lot of factors that you have to weigh up, because you've been enjoying your cricket. You certainly enjoyed your cricket last season. So how difficult has it been?
It hasn't been that difficult. It's just a case of, I think it's time is right for me in the my career, and also for the club as well. I think at a club like this, and when you've played as long as I have here, it's important that you, the decision's right for you, but also you think of the club as well. And I think they've got some young players coming through here, and you know, it's important, the likes of myself and the senior players, we look after those players, but also make sure that they get the right opportunity. I'm enjoying my cricket, but it's also a case of looking towards the future.
Throughout your career and throughout your international time, you were still always proud to be a Bear as well, weren't you?
Absolutely, yes, still am, and always will be. So it's something that'll live with me forever. So it's always great to play at Edgbaston, and hopefully I can do it a few more times this season.
When you first came here, I mean, what are your memories of first becoming a member of the Warwickshire side?
I think just playing at a great, cricket ground, steeped in history. The club always wanted to play for growing up in Cape Town, funny enough, just with the links and all the, with Bob Woolmer and knowing him very well personally, and always wanting me to come and play for Warwickshire. So to be able to do it and fulfil those dreams is a huge satisfaction. So I just remember the people as well. Looking up towards Nick Knight and players alike. It seems a long time ago, but it sure has gone quickly.
And it was the perfect platform, wasn't it, for you to realise that ambition of international cricket?
Yeah, that was always the intentions, my intentions were clear. I wanted to play for England and had wanted to for a while, and got the opportunity here at Warwickshire through Bob. I remember Dennis Amos being in charge and meeting him for the first time, having watched him play on videotapes in my dad's sports shop in Cape Town. And so it was quite a surreal thing, and it happened quite quickly. Just the one trial game in 2002, and the rest is history. So it sure seems a while ago, but it's been a great ride.
And domestically, the team with you in it has won every trophy that there is to win.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. It's generally, if you stay somewhere long enough, you'll win a few trophies. But I would have liked to have won a few more. I think the guys won, while I was playing international cricket, were pretty successful and well, and won a few trophies. The fact that I've been here for a while, we've won a few more trophies than that I've won or have been part of, and so the club has had quite a lot of success, and that's important at a club of this stature. Success is important, and we need to start continuing that tradition and win more trophies.
What lies ahead for the rest of this season for you? What would you really like to achieve now in this final year?
I think promotion's key, and competing in the white ball front as well is also crucial. We got to the final, the T20 last year, so I haven't been part of the T20 stuff, but it's important that the club does well.
Since you made the decision in your mind, you look around that dressing room and you'll be thinking about the things you're going to miss when cricket's in the rear view window, aren't you?
I think you miss certain things. There'll be certain things I definitely won't miss, but there are always things, generally the people you miss, and the things that generally the change room. I think whenever you speak to people who have retired, they say they miss the change room the most, and the jokes and the humour and just being with the guys, I think is something that you'll miss. You've always had that. You grow up with a team, and camaraderie with the guys. That's the thing you miss. It's very different to the outside world. But I hope to stay involved in cricket in some capacity, and look forward to those days.